Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, where living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning, God. All praises to you, Most High God. Father, this morning we say good morning to you, Lord. And we come in the morning time this day, O Father, knowing that every morning you bring us brand new mercies, God. We come this morning, O Father, just to say thank you. Thank you for life everlasting. Thank you for our lives in this world one more day, God. We thank you for your rain that's watering the earth right now, Father. We thank you for your sun, O God, that shines down and nourishes everything beneath it, O Lord. And we thank you, O God, that you are in control of all things and everything. We say thank you this morning, God, because you allowed us to sleep restfully last night, God, with peace among us and around us, O Father, because of your angels that you encamped near our bedsides. And this morning we say thank you. We thank you, O God, that we are able to continue to worship you. We're able to continue to praise you without inhibition, O God, or without hesitation, O Lord. We ask that you continue to touch the people of God everywhere, O Lord. Touch this world in its sick state right now, Father, and be the healer that we know you are. Touch the minds of the people, O God, and keep them, O God, entrusted in you and with you, O Lord. Touch, O God, our homes and our families, O God, as only you can and only you are able, O Lord. This morning, God, we say thank you for however it is right now in our lives, God. We know, O God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, God. Good morning, Father. This morning, good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Good morning this morning. Thank you, Lord. All praises to the Most High God this morning. God is great and he is greatly, thank you, Lord, to be praised this morning. God is a warrior this morning. So if you're in battle, know that you don't have to fight that battle yourself this morning. God is a keeper this morning. If you're feeling a little lost, he will keep you in his perfect peace this morning. Thank you, God. But oh, when you don't feel the peace of God and that thing called anxiety and worry begins to well up in you, know that he will keep you in his perfect peace. Thank you, God. This morning, we want to look at something that said anxious with anxiety. Anxious with anxiety. And we know that we're dealing with a lot of things that are going on around us this morning. A lot of things that are causing us to feel this way or that way. And we're concerned. Amen. Mama says that she's not worried, but she's concerned. And we're going to talk about those things of worryation. Amen. Anxious with anxiety. Let's look at these scriptures for just a moment. Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 25th through the 27th verses, and Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th through the 8th verses this morning. Amen? Let us read from Matthew at this time. Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 25th through the 27th verses reads as follows in the English Standard Version. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And that 27th verse says, and which of you, by being anxious, come on, can add a single hour to his span of life? Let me read that again. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, my God, can add a single hour to his span of life? My God, this morning. Philippians 4, 6 through 8 reads this way. And we're reading this scripture from the King James Version. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace, I tell you, of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, the word says meditate on these things. Anxious with anxiety this morning. Anxious with anxiety. We're going to look at a couple of definitions this morning because we want you to really get the understanding of where this word is going this morning. Anxious. The word anxious simply means this: experiencing worry, unease, or nervousness, typically about an imminent event, something about to happen, or something with an uncertain outcome, it says. Experiencing worry, experiencing worry, unease, or nervousness, typically about an imminent event being something about to happen or something with an uncertain outcome. And the second definition there says wanting something very much, typically with a feeling of unease. A what? A feeling of unease. That's the word anxious. Now we're going to look at the word anxiety and see if there is much difference in the two. Anxiety, a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease. Typically, it says, about an imminent event. There we go. Or something with an uncertain outcome. Anxious with anxiety, I'm here to tell you that you don't have one without the other. So, my God, if you're anxious with anxiety this morning, then you're experiencing worry with a feeling of nervousness or unease. Anxious with anxiety. How many of us have been dealing with what we deem as anxiety? And some of us don't want to admit that we're dealing with anxiety. We don't want to admit that we're anxious about things. See, we have misconstrued that word anxious sometimes for excitement. I'm just anxious because I'm excited. Well, when you get excited in your spirit and you become anxious, you begin to deal with what they call anxiety. Let's take this for instance. You're anxious, you're excited about a new job position or a role. And let's say that you're preparing for that first day in that position or that role. You become just a little nervous. And if you don't keep it under wraps, you see, then it gets to a place where it becomes a little anxious. You see, you start off with excitement because I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to do this great job. But that first day comes and you're not sure. See, with uncertainty comes anxiousness. With anxiousness comes anxiety. So when we are uncertain about the outcome of something that's imminent, that's right there, something that's going to happen, and we're not certain about it, we become anxious in our spirit. But the word of God tells us, again, be anxious for what? Nothing. Don't be so full of excitement to a point of anxiety, to a point of worry, and you're worried about what's going to happen on this job. I know I'm ready, but I'm still a little nervous. I don't know these people. That makes me nervous. I haven't done the job before. That makes me nervous. I have the qualifications, but I have not had an opportunity to execute them yet. That makes me nervous. And with that nervousness comes that anxiousness. And anxious lives with anxiety. Let's look at, just for a moment, Matthew 6, 25 through 27 again. I just want to talk about that for a minute. It says, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. Listen to me. Don't be anxious about your life. Don't be anxious about what's coming next. Don't be anxious about what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body. Don't be anxious about what's going on even in your body. That means don't get all bent out of shape about it. Come on. It says what you will put on your body. Many people go through that anxiety of, I don't know what to wear. Believe me now. I don't know if I should put this on or that on, because see, we're so busy worrying about what we're going to be perceived as until that thing slips its way in and causes that thing called anxiety, which is undue nor necessary. Amen. But it says, is not life more than food? You worried about what you're going to eat, but you're alive and well. There is a scripture that says, oh my God, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of the things of itself. And is the body not more than clothing? Would you rather have a healthy, strong, productive body, or sink all of what you have into what you dress that body in? Think about it. Look at the birds of the air. This is serious. This is deep right here. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. They don't put up anything. They don't accumulate. We accumulate so much. Think about it. When we think about food sometimes, how much food we store up and how much of it goes to waste in many of our homes. Think about the amount of clothes we have, closets full, shoes we haven't worn, can't wear anymore. Our feet have gotten to a place where they can't even stand heels, and we still are holding on to those things. The birds of the air don't gather up and hold up. They don't. But guess what? Whenever they need, it says that the Heavenly Father provides for them. He feeds them. And so are we not more of more value to the Father than the birds? Are we not more than that? We're more than that. So we may need to go through a purging, a putting out, amen, a getting rid of. There's a group of people that call themselves minimalists now. I told my husband, I'm going to become a minimalist. I'm purging. I'm getting rid of. Now, whether he lets me go to that state or not, but I'm trying, amen. We've got to release some things in order for God to bring in some things. Come on. Anxious with anxiety. We're going to get there. Let's look at Philippians 4, 6 through 8 one more time, especially that first verse, that sixth verse. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about things. Remember that anxiousness is experiencing worry or nervousness about whatever. We're going to put it that way. Experiencing anxiousness, worry, unease. I'm not sure. I'm shaken. I've already been through this sickness and now it's appeared again. Be anxious about what? Nothing. But in everything, not some things, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, it says, let your request be made known to God. Many of us want to take things to the Lord in prayer. Prayer and supplication. Supplication is pleading before the Lord. But this says with thanksgiving. You got to tell God what you're thankful for. You got to go ahead and give him some glory, some honor, and some praise. Amen. But let's go here. Remember that. Be anxious for what? Nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Call anxiousness and anxiety just what it is. It says, be anxious for nothing. But in that eighth verse, it says, finally, brethren, what things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report? Oh, those are the things that they have any virtue, if any truthfulness is in them. Think about those things. Meditate on those things. Why? Because we've got to call anxiety. What it really is. Anxious with anxiety, call it what it is. Anxiety can mask itself in so many forms. Come on, God. Bad relationships, anxiety, call it what it is. Failed marriages, it causes anxiety and uneasiness, a worried spirit in us. Amen. Unfaithfulness, it causes anxiety. Amen. It causes, oh my God. Failed marriages. Let's look at relationships. Failed marriages. Bad relationships, period. Whether it's between our mother and our father, whether it's because we don't know our father, we may not know our mother, we may not be pleased with who our mother or father is portraying at this time. Come on, God. Bad relationships. Disrespectful children. Bad relationships. Overbearing bosses. Bad relationships. Incompetent employees. Bad relationships. Come on, God. The clerk in the store. The person who's supposed to be assisting you. Bad relationships. Attitudes in the doctor's office. Bad anxiety. People and dealing with people can cause us to have anxiousness with anxiety. People, and all of us are what? People. Listen, people, we have got to stop causing anxiety, and we don't want to feel the anxiety. Amen? Anxious with anxiety. Because when we get anxious, you see, we get excited, however it's happening, whether it's a negative excitement, or it may miss and be a positive excitement, if we allow it to overwhelm us, anxious with anxiety will kill us. Amen? Money, finances, call it what it is. Call anxiety what it is. What it is. It becomes anxiety when we don't have enough money. It becomes anxiety when we can't pay the bills. Amen? Finances. We don't know where our next meal is coming from. It becomes anxiety when our house note might be behind and we're facing eviction. It may become anxiety when our car note is lacking and the repossession man might be coming. It becomes anxiety, you see. My God, for many of us with the sickness of the world and the earth right now that's in the air, because many people don't have medical insurance and they can't afford it. See, that's back to that finances and how it can become anxiety. Anxious with anxiety. You get excited about it in your spirit. You get anxious. You worry. You're worried. You're worried. I don't want to do this concern yet. We're worried. Amen. My finances, I can't put gas in my car, but I need to get to my job so that I can secure finances to take care of these things. Anxiety. My car won't start this morning, but I need to get to my job. Anxiety. Our children and our families being safe. Anxious with anxiety. And I just want us to think about things totally in life this morning that are causing us to become anxious. And it's bringing anxiety. I want us to think on the things, everything that's going on around us, because the word of God says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. So all of those things that you're hearing this morning, those, that is everything, everything. I may not name everything you're dealing with, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Make sure you're giving God his praise, his due glory. God, it's okay. It may look like this, God, but I thank you. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God, I thank you. I'm in the middle of sickness, but I thank you, God, that I even know I'm sick. I'm in the middle, oh God, of my finances, oh God, not adding up, but I thank you, God, that I know you, my help is on the way. I'm in the middle, oh God, of a bad relationship, God, but I see, oh God, that you're going to bring me out, or you're going to fix this thing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And let's make that clear. It doesn't say for everything give thanks. You're not thanking him for the bad relationship, but in the middle of that bad relationship, you're saying, God, I thank you because you told me not to go here anyway, and I went anyhow, but you're preserving my life, God, and you're preparing me for what's to come. Come on, Jesus. Anxious. With anxiety, ministry worries, church worries, pastors are worried, they're concerned, they have some anxiety about where their flocks are right now. Are people making it? Are they tuning into somebody's word? Are they getting what they need? And every pastor isn't able to get their people online. Every pastor isn't able, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, to use the technology to the advantage and the glory of God. So we've got to pray them through as well. They're just as concerned about their flock as you and I. Come on, Jesus. And there's somebody in their flock that knows how to do something to help that ministry. Anxious with anxiety. Are my members okay? Is our church building old enough? Stop worrying about that church building. Give it up in your spirit. Give that thing up in your spirit. Don't let that take you out. Don't let that take you down. Anxious with anxiety. Has anybody heard from Sister Brown? Has anybody heard from Brother Rico? Has anybody heard from this person or that person? Anxious with anxiety. Anxious with anxiety. Philippians 4. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Don't forget, with thanksgiving. It says, let your request be known to God. You better sit down and talk to God. You better get on your knees and talk to God. You can lay in your bed and talk to God. It says, let your request be made known to God. You don't think that God is just sitting there waiting to do this and do that. And he will do it. But the word says, don't worry about it. Don't be anxious for it. Oh my God. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Oh my God. We looked at anxiety. We looked at the word anxious. God. Experiencing worry, unease. Nervousness. If your counterpart, your spouse, makes you nervous, uneasy, you better go to the Lord in prayer. If you are uneasy about getting into that marriage or that relationship, you better go to the Lord in prayer. If you uneasy about taking that job and leaving the one that you've been securing for the last 7 years, you better take it to the Lord in prayer. Anxious with anxiety. And we can flip that. If you worried and concerned and God has this offer in front of you, he has this thing right there in front of you that he wants to do a great thing, but you so stuck in your anxiousness, you too nervous, you too upset. See, I'm going to give the millennials, as they call them, I'm going to give them a prompt this morning, because I often say that it seems like they don't mind leaving one job and going to another and leaving that one and going to another and trying to find their way until they're satisfied. Now I'm going to come on back to me, a traditionalist. Come on, God. It's no way after 30 plus years I would just up and go to another job and not know what I have that's going to keep me and sustain me. Anxious with anxiety. So see, you can be on a job 10, 12, 15 years and don't want to move, don't want to go up because that job didn't move you up. Or they did and something else resents itself and you hold back. But the word of God says right here, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, so when it's presented to you, don't be scared in the name of Jesus. When God sends that spouse you've been waiting for because of the past bad relationships that you had, come on. Don't be nervous. Come on. But one of the things we can look at is if we get past the anxiousness and the anxiety, we will still need to have some concern. Now, if I give you the definition of concern that matches up with anxiety, it is to be uneasy. But there's a more in-depth definition of the word concern. Let's look at the word concern. So mama says, I'm not worried, baby, but I'm concerned. So you can be concerned in various ways, concerned with oneself. That means interest or involved in what's going on with you. Amen. You need to have an interest. You need to be concerned about yourself. Amen. You need to be concerned about your health and your welfare. Because if you're not concerned about it, you're not going to do anything. So when you're concerned with yourself, when you have an interest in yourself, you want to make sure yourself has what they need. Amen. You want to make sure yourself is what provided for. Amen. The word of God already told us that if God feeds the birds of the air, then what about me and you? But now let me tell you the difference between the birds of the air and us. You see? Oh my gosh. And there are some things in life. They don't wait for God to bring the food and put it in their mouth. They go and pick up the food that God has left for them. Amen. So I said that to say to us, in that concern of yourself, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication and everything, give thanks. Oh my God. Oh my God. You've got to make a move. You've got to step out. You've got to step forward. Amen. But I've been in this rut for so long now. It doesn't look like I'm growing because you're not doing the work that it takes to grow. There's some things you've got to do. God opens the doors, but you've got to be willing to really, truly be concerned with yourself and really see about yourself. And if I always say, if you don't see about yourself, you can't help anybody else. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Concern oneself with. And the next one is be concerned in. So you got to be concerned in some things. Have a specific connection with or responsibility for. Many people don't want to be responsible for anything. And that's why what you feel, your experience turns into anxiety and it goes beyond concern. You don't want to have a specific connection to anything that causes you to be responsible. You got to have a connection with a job. You got to be responsible on that job in order to keep that job. Amen. You got to be responsible in that relationship in order for that relationship to continue to work. Amen. See, a relationship is not one person. A relationship has to be two. There has to be a coming together. Even in our relationship with God, we can't have that thing one-sided, that God is doing all of this for us, all of that for us, making sure we're healthy, wealthy, wise, making sure that we're healed beyond our healing, making sure that we've lived beyond our years, making sure that we're safe. Amen. We can't expect all that from God and not be a part of the relationship and be responsible in the relationship. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. See, you got to do your part. Let your request be made known to God. He already knows what you have need of, but he's saying, can you just talk to me? Come on, God. Concern. To be concerned with. Regard it as important or interesting to do something. Be concerned with. Regard something as important or interesting to even do it. I'm stuck on jobs right now because I feel like that's the easiest way for you to really understand this thing. If you're not interested in the work you're doing, you're not going to do much with it. But a wise person once said, be the best of whatever you are. If you're going to be a garbage man, be the best garbage man you can be. If you're going to be a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper you can be. Figure out how to become interested in what it is you're doing. Think about not the job as a mediocre job, but the job as a servant. And you are providing a service. See, if you become a servant to your job and understand that you are providing a service, you become interested in that thing. Because then you begin to think about, how can I do this better? What can I bring to the table to make this look good? What can I do so that the people that I'm serving, you see, your job is a service. And even those who own their own companies, your job is a service. Because if you don't serve the people that you want to purchase your product or to use your product, you're not any good to anybody. Come on. And if your product doesn't line up to standards, because you just made something and that was it. Think about Apple. Yes, they created the computer. But as times have changed, Apple has had to change. And we give zillions and zillions of dollars to Apple. Somebody saying, not me, but you giving it to somebody. Might be Samsung. Might be Microsoft. You giving your money to somebody. Might be Verizon. Oh my gosh. But if you do not, my God, regard that thing that God has given to you with importance and it's not of interest to you to do that very thing, you're not going to do well. You're going to suffer. And then what's going to happen is that great grand idea you had, that excitement you had for that new job, that excitement you had in that new relationship, that excitement you had in that new home, that excitement you had for that new car is going to dwindle. And what's going to happen is things are going to begin to happen on that job. Things are going to begin to happen in that relationship. Things are going to break down in that house, come apart in that car, and you're going to lose interest in that thing because you didn't keep enough interest to, oh my God, feed it, to nurture it, to fine tune it, to tweak, oh my gosh, to put in time with it, you see, to cause yourself not to have to go through the anxiety you're going through. You knew that roof on the house was going bad and you just ignored it. You neglected it until it got worse. You heard that funny sound in that vehicle. You neglected it until it got worse. And now that thing that you prided, you were so happy about, is now bringing a little anxiousness. And with that anxiousness, here comes that anxiety. But the word of God still says this. Matthew 6, 25 through 27. I hope you got this because we're almost done. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. Your life meaning everything that surrounds your life, everything that affects your life, everything that is a part of your life. I want you to sit there right now. Just name two things. Name just the first two things that come to your mind that are your life and affect your life. It says, do not be anxious about your life. What is your life? Is your family your life? Come on, what is your life? Is your job your life? Is your home your life? Come on, what is it? What is it that is your life? My God, go to the 27th verse. All right, I've got to give you the end of the 20. Are you not more of more value than the birds of the air that God feeds? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of your life? If you know how to do it, let me know. Being worn out about it, being worried about it, being uneasy about it, which of you being anxious can add a single hour to the span of your life? You concerned and worried about the sickness. You concerned and worried about the husband that left, the wife that cheated, the children that walked off. After you done did all you could all your life for them, and they just turn around, put you in a nursing home, let you go. Come on, God. You are my God. That job that you worked on for 25 years turned around and downsized. And guess what? Because you're older now, you're worth more on their books. You cost more than it takes for them to get two or three for your pay and fill that job up in different ways. It says, which of you by being anxious about that thing can add a single hour to the span of your life? Why are you worried about it? Don't complain. It's not going to change because you complain. But I already told you, if we go back to Philippians 4, 6 through 8, y'all going to remember these two scriptures this morning? That 8th verse says, oh my gosh, wait a minute, Pastor, slow down. Be anxious for nothing in that 6th verse. But in everything by prayer and supplication. I know y'all got that one. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't forget the 7th verse. That's it right here. So when that 25-year job let you go for some foolishness, come on. When that husband you've been married to for 40-something years walks away or dies away. When those children that you sacrificed everything you had to put them through school don't know you now. When that home that you put hard work and labor into falls to the ground, amen, a storm comes through, or it just rots and falls down. Understand this, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's it right there. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Don't you give up. Don't you let go. Got hope. Y'all remember that? Got hope. Because anxious with anxiety is not worth it. It's not worth your life living. Because you, which one of you, who can add 1 hour to the span of their life by being anxious with anxiety? Come on, God. This says the peace of God. If you are anxious for nothing, if you in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. It says if you do that, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. It says it will guard your hearts. Glory to God. Because that's where you carry that thing. And your mind through Christ Jesus. The word is wise. And only a fool despises wisdom. That's the word too. Let me tell you. That thing says the peace of God, which surpasses, it's above anything you can understand. You don't have to understand why they let you go. You don't have to understand why you lost your house. You don't have to understand why your car, you just finished paying it off. And they say this is a thing. When you pay it off, it breaks down. You don't have to understand it. It says because the peace of God is above, the peace of your heart and your mind is above all those things. And he will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Y'all believe that this morning? So finally, my brother, my sisters, people of God, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, look for those things. Whatever things are just, that are right. Whatever things are pure, even when the unjust is coming at you. Whatever things are pure, even when the demonic things are trying to get you. Whatever things are lovely, when the ugliness comes, when they call you everything but a child of God, when they step on you and treat you any kind of way, whatever things are of good report, if there is any truth in those things, do you have some truth? You got some truth in your life. You've got Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. If there is anything true of virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, do you have anything, something that you can praise God for? Whatever that thing is that you can praise him for. Whatever those years are that he sustained you and kept you. Because you can praise God out of your mess. You can praise God out of anxiety. Anxious with anxiety can be null and void in your life. Got hope? You can praise God for hope. You can praise God for faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can praise God because he is the lily in the valley. You know, a valley is deep and dark. But he's the lily in the valley. He's the bright and morning star. You can praise God because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is a provider. He will provide for you. He will provide for your family. He will provide in your sickness. He will provide in your health. He will provide in your downfall. Because he'll bring you right back up again. Turn it around, God. Don't let anxious with anxiety cause you to be stuck and to stay in the state that you're in. Tell God. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. It says, I keep going there. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, pleading with God. Get before him. I've pled with God in situations. Father, keep my mind. Father, bring me out of this feeling. You know, anxiousness and anxiety will take you down. It'll give you, you mess around and have a nervous breakdown. You done lost your mind. You walking down the street. You see that professor that taught you in college. Now he's walking down the street talking to people that aren't there. You mess around and see that millionaire, that billionaire who had all this money, who had all of these things, and now they're pushing a cart down the street. You mess around and be anxious with anxiety. Oh my God. Your neighbor who was living there 2 weeks ago is now living under the bridge, anxious with anxiety. Be anxious for nothing. Don't concern. Don't be worried about it, but be concerned with it and in it. Look at the difference in being anxious and worrying and being concerned. When you're concerned, you do something about it. When you're concerned, you're able to come up and rise above situations and circumstances. When you're concerned and not so much anxiety or stressed out about it, I just made a word, anxiety. You can understand that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that's the key right there. It will. It didn't say it might. It will guard your hearts and your minds. So if you're heavy this morning because you lost a loved one, if you're heavy this morning because of a doctor's report, If you're heavy this morning because you don't know how you're going to pay that bill. If you're heavy this morning because the government getting ready to cut the unemployment pay. If you're heavy this morning because you're worried about your children going back to school. If you're heavy this morning because you're an educator and they may be sending you back in the classroom with those children. You don't know where they've been. You don't know what's going on in their household. If you're the parent this morning that's worried and concerned because you can't get to your job because your children can't go to school. If you're worried and concerned this morning, I tell you, if it's bearing down on you, it's got your heart heavy, it's got your mind boggled, you don't know which way to turn, you don't know which way to go, I tell you, Jesus Christ is the way. Oh, he will guard your hearts and minds with the peace that passes all understanding, and he'll do it through Christ Jesus. God's got you. God's got you. Finally, brethren, think on the things that you know are good. Think on the things that you know are true. Don't focus on that which is negative. Don't focus on it. And if you got negative folks feeding negative spirits and things, and you cut them off. I don't care who they are. Cut them right on off. That's enough of playing with folks who don't want to be saved. Enough of playing with folks who don't want to see you rise. They don't want to see you do any better. Leave them to themselves for a little while. Leave them to God. You can't save nobody. Only God can save. You give them the word and you step aside. You give them love and you move over. You let God deal with it. Come on, God, because this word says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. It doesn't matter whether people are worried about people that may not understand why you had to walk away. People may not understand why you had to move on. People may not understand. But if you know you're right and you're right and you're right and you're right and you're right in the presence of God, if you know that you're thinking on whatsoever things are noble, just, pure, lovely, oh God, come down, Pastor. True, of any virtue, anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. If somebody is so full of the devil, I just got to be real, that you can't get no peace or no rest in their presence, get out of their presence. Move away from them. Stay away in the name of Jesus now. I want y'all to know that went on here. But that's what God is saying to somebody this morning. And if you are the epitome of anxiety, if you are causing folks anxiety, you need to ask God to open your mind, your heart, your spirit to let you see it. Don't harden your heart as he hardened the heart of Pharaoh. You need to stop aggravating folks. Anxious with anxiety. Some of us just aggravating without cause. Nobody doing nothing to you to make you want to do this, but you're doing it anyhow. Lord Jesus, I'm coming in. I'm coming back in. Anxious without anxiety. So if you're anxious with anxiety, y'all heard that just now. Anxious without anxiety. Be excited without going over the top. Come down to that place of being concerned so you can pay attention to what's going on. Stop experiencing worry with a feeling of nervousness and unease. That's not God. When you feeling like that, that's not God. He says he's not the author of confusion. He brings peace and not disruption. If you're anxious with anxiety, it means you're too concerned about what's going on in the wrong way. You're walking around people on eggshells, that's anxiety. You become listless, that means you don't have any energy because it will wear you out. You're wearing yourself out. You're wearing all three of yourselves out. Your mental self, your physical self, your spiritual self, you're wearing it out. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Be anxious for nothing, guys. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, oh God, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Father, this morning we are anxious for nothing. This morning, Father, we're asking you, Lord, to reign upon us with peace, O God, with joy, O God, and love, O God, with kindness and long-suffering, O God. Reign on us this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, with love and mercy, O Father. Reign on us this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. The way you've reigned on the earth, O Lord. Keep us, O God. Keep us, O God, with our minds stayed on you. For we know it is Christ Jesus who can do all things and who can do everything. And we thank you this morning. This morning, God, we say amen. 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 Anxious with anxiety, no more. No more. No more. Amen. We thank God for you this morning. We bless the Lord, our soul and all that is within us. We bless his holy name. God is great and greatly to be praised this morning. We thank you for joining us this morning. Amen. We thank you for yet again hearing the word of God. And we don't want you to just hear this word. We want you to begin to live this word. We want God to send a word into your spirit that will flourish, oh God. He says it won't go out null and void. Won't come back void. So it's already gone out. And we're asking you to share that word with somebody in your life. And somebody so that they will know that the peace of God surpasses all understanding. And it will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Don't you be overly worried. Come on. About anything, about the elections, this is that time, about anything, about COVID, this is that time, about anything. Because remember now, in the midst of all we're dealing with, in the midst of all we're going through, that God is still in control and he is on the throne. Come on, give God a praise where you are. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. This morning, we thank you again for joining us. We ask that if you have been blessed by this ministry, that your hearts and your hearts are led, that you would share with us, amen. And if you want to give, amen, and share with the ministry of Rhema Christian Fellowship, amen, know that we are a church that teaches through outreach, teaching, and fellowship, amen. We are a church of outreach, amen. And we ask that if you want to bless, that you go to RhemaCFChurch.com and you do so. Amen. We ask this morning that there's somebody there that wants to join us. Amen. With Rhema, in this cause of living in excellence and walking in expectation. Amen. That you, amen, drop us a note. Shout hallelujah right now. Send us a note via Facebook. Send us a note via Messenger. Go to our Facebook page, go to our church page, RhemaCFChurch.com, and leave us a message. Amen. And we're going to be coming up with some other ways to communicate with you, and we'll be bringing those to you very soon. So until next Sunday, to God be the glory for the things that he has done. Father, we thank you for this time, this appointed word, God, and for these appointed people, oh Father. And oh Father, as we go from this message, this opportunity of worship and word, O God, but never from your presence, that you keep us all, O God, and you keep our minds stayed on you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Remember, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Go forward and be blessed.
Joining us today.
We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.